Here we are at the start of another week, teeing it up with Talk Radio News on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, one of my faves, of course, Victoria Jones. Victoria, what happened to the weekend? It's gone all of a sudden, poof, like that.
I know. I don't know what happens to these weekends. I think they condense them. It's not fair.
I agree. Hey, J.P. Morgan in the news throughout the weekend and part of last week. Jamie Dimon, I guess, is going to hang on. But I don't, you know, here we go again. Didn't we learn a lesson from the first time around? What was the reaction in Washington?
Well, the reaction in Washington depends on which side of the aisle you are. But I think generally speaking, the reaction is, you know, these guys, what is up with these guys? But also there is a sense that the banks generally, all of the banks have lost some footing over their fast footing on watering down regulations for the Dodd-Frank bill, which hasn't been fully implemented yet, and for the Volcker rule, which hasn't been implemented at all yet, because they've been madly lobbying to try to get loopholes inserted and, bits taken out and to really to make it suit them.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the more to make it suit them, the more the headlines are going in the opposite direction, saying, oh, look, they took these risky bets, and what about all the people who have their money in the bank? When we start to see stories like the J.P. Morgan, I think, as you said, they're not on firm footing, and it makes it easier to push other regulations through.
Exactly. It does. And so what we're seeing now is, you know, you had J.P. Dimon saying, well, I wouldn't have been, you know, this bet wouldn't have been covered by the Volcker rule anyway. And then you've got Senators Levin and Merkley, who wrote the Volcker rule, saying, well, yes, actually, it would have been. And if it wouldn't have been, that's because the Volcker rule's been so watered down now that it doesn't make sense. And it should have covered it.
Yeah, I agree. And no question about that. So we stay kind of in a way with the investment deal if we switch gears and talk about Bain, and that's Mitt Romney's baby, his company, for all those years. And now we see that the Obama folks have unleashed some attack ads talking about Bain and Mitt Romney and his business background. But this isn't a shock, because once this became what Newt Gingrich went after, I think it was obvious. It made it big-time fair game, and he just gave up all the information on a silver platter. Don't you think it was evident that this was going to be one of the first things they looked at?
Yes, and also the Obama campaign has looked at what's been effective against Romney in previous campaigns.
Yeah.
And this has been effective against him in previous campaigns. They're also looking at knowing that most people don't know much about Mitt Romney yet. So they want to define him on their terms before the convention. So they want to define him negatively as this greedy corporate titan.
Yeah, and that's the way it's going to be all the way through this. They're not going to back off of that. That's absolutely what the characterization is going to be. What do you think, flipping it around, what do you think the Romney people are going to go after with Obama? Do you think they'll go after the gay marriage thing? Because I think, I have a theory, I think that's just going to be kind of a really, honestly, a blip.
I think
it's going to be more jobs.
Too. Yeah, it's going to be a blip. Romney is giving a big speech on the economy and on Obama's failed management. Romney plans to portray himself as competent and Obama as incompetent and out of his depth. That's what they're going to portray.
Yeah. Always fun to chat with you, Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right, coming up on the rest of this hour, of course, we'll dive a little bit deeper into the J.P. Morgan nonsense. But it's such a layup to beat on those fools. For what do they do? Trying to make more money and trying to do it, in a way, under the wire, if you will. So we'll chat about J.P. Morgan and why you should care or not care, because it's same old, same old. Also, CBS releases a new poll along with their tag team partner, the New York Times. What did it come up with? That Romney was slightly ahead of Obama among likely voters, 46% for Romney, 43% for Obama. That's how they vote if today were election day. So that's really almost neck and neck. Remember last month, if we wanted to look at the exact percentage, it was a dead heat. So what do you make of that? How about it? 250 years ago, the sandwich was invented. We got to have some fun on this show, right? Two slices of bread with something in between. What do you like on your Sammies? Meat, cheese, what kind of toppings? Peanut butter? The sandwich, 250 years ago. My favorite sandwich, hands down, is a thing called the hoagie. It's very Philly-esque. It has meat that you don't even know the name of. It's Italian hoagie. So many different kinds of meats, I can't even tell you. I have no idea how many calories is in the thing. That's why it's really just a rare treat for me. And I'm going to tell you why you care that it is the day to recognize the sandwich coming up a little bit later this hour. Also, the TSA, another talk about easy to beat up on besides J.P. Morgan. The other layup of the day has to be the TSA. Once again, talk about more ridiculousness. How do you shake down a former Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, who now is in a wheelchair? You think of the guy who ended the Vietnam War, so to speak, with his maneuverings. Kissinger, in a wheelchair, like I said, was told by a TSA agent in New York at LaGuardia that he needed to be searched, so he stood with his suit jacket off, and he was wearing, apparently, suspenders. There were people that recognized him immediately when that was happening. He got a full pat-down, and nobody knew who he was. Of course, how would they know who he is? You think they know any former secretaries of state, even with a name like Kissinger, even with a face that's so identifiable? So he was the guy who, like I said, kind of helped bring that end to the Vietnam War. Remember, he negotiated the Paris Peace Accords, and here he was getting the shakedown. Kind of reminds me of what happened with Senator Rand Paul when he was stopped at Nashville after refusing to be searched by the TSA. This time, though, Kissinger, he let them pat him down. He seemed, I guess, a little bit bothered by it, but went through the rigmarole. So nobody is safe from the hands of the TSA. Crazy, huh? Imagine watching that. Imagine being in that line and seeing that. So, TSA agents, dumber, or just don't care? I think it's kind of a combination of all of those things that it's whatever the book says, that's what they're doing. It doesn't matter if we're talking about a kid who has cerebral palsy. It doesn't matter if we're talking about a baby. It doesn't matter who it is. And then eventually, maybe they tweak the rules. Maybe they don't. But I think it's crazy when you have recognizable people like a Kissinger come on in a wheelchair. What's going on with Dr. Kissinger that you got to shake him down? I guess old man, old woman, baby, somebody who is obviously very sickly. It does not matter. The TSA, how safe do you think those three letters representing that organization make us? The TSA, Too stupid to care. So they should rename that bunch of hooligans, no matter where they're stationed. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, if you want to get locked and loaded and join us on the show. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful.
Here's the real kick in the head for the week. We just started the week, and I guarantee nothing comes down the pike that will compare to this. I just beat up the TSA, too stupid to care. I beat them up for a few minutes. It's an easy layup because, you know, they gave the shakedown to Henry Kissinger. How do you do that to Dr. Kissinger? It's just not right. I don't know. It's just not right. And the reason why is because they probably didn't even know who he was. Do you think they knew who he was? No. Do you think they know half the people coming through, if they're definitely, if they're probing babies and doing all this other stuff, and then the TSA always coming out with the statements, we stand behind what happened at the incident at LaGuardia at O'Hare Airport or wherever it is. So we get it. These are people who just have a piece of paper in front of them, and if it says search every person that comes through, they search every person that comes through. Anybody who is on two legs, or if they're in a chair, or if they have crutches, doesn't matter, whatever. So we know what the deal is. That's what the deal is. There is no gray area. There is no gray area, and here's a case where there should be some common sense measures. What's up with the lack of common sense? Oh, that drives me crazier than anything. So this is one of those moments, though, where you just say, really? I mean, are you kidding me? I would have definitely coined the phrase, really, if Saturday Night Live hadn't stolen it from me. That's exactly what you say to yourself. So there's this guy who supervised more than 30 private security guards at Newark's airport. So let's stick with the airport theme for a second. He's accused of being an illegal immigrant, yes, who took the identity of a man killed 20 years ago. 20 years ago. So how does that happen? Bimbo Olinolo, 54, began working as a guard in 92 while using the identity of Jerry Thomas. A guy who was killed earlier that year. So he's an illegal immigrant from Nigeria, but he passed background checks with the New Jersey State Police and Border Protection. So what does it mean if he passed those, went through those hoops? What does that say? So the only reason the guy got caught in the net is because there was an anonymous tip a couple of weeks ago that helped them build a case. So he's arrested at his house, cuffed. Boom! Cuff him. 20 years too late in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And he's charged with identity theft. So how did this guy die is what I want to know. How did the guy who was killed die in 92? I mean, that's still unclear. They don't have any information that links the Nigerian guy to him, but I'm wondering. He worked at four private security companies over 20 years. Most recently, he worked with an outfit called FTC Security since 2003. So now, you want to check this out? What do you think he had access to? I'm just saying. What do you think he had access to? If you're thinking runways, other areas that are secure in the airport, ding, 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 Newark Airport. He could crawl all over the bowels of that place. Boy, that is crazy. So he wasn't a TSA employee, but he was a security guy that was hired to work the airport. How does this happen? How did he clear this? And how was he not vetted out? Because it was that they were that clever? I'm sorry, they got to verify these employees' legal status. How can they not do it? You know, the TSA supposedly vets the security-cleared airport workers against the terrorist screening watch lists. They say it's the obligation of the employer to verify their identity, their employment eligibility, legal status, that the person is valid, legitimate identification. So, you know, what's going to happen to him? What could happen to any of us? You know, 20 years behind the curtain. I think that's pretty scary. And this is where we constantly find the leaks. You have somebody from Nigeria in the country illegally, complete access to the runways and other parts of where they're not supposed to be, of where anything can happen. I mean, if somebody's going to plant something on a plane, what do you think they're going to do? How do you think they're going to get there? Of course, they're going to be somebody who has clearance, has a way to get clearance, however they do it. So he had it for a long, long time. Long time. It's a big week for a thing called Facebook. A reminder that you can friend us on Facebook if you go to americatonight.net. Or if you download Press 4, if you go to our website, americatonight.net, you can just get the Press 4 app. And then you say keyword friend and then friend us. It's that easy. Either way, there's plenty of ways to do that. Facebook IPO, the only thing people are talking about on the street except for JP Morgan. So did you know, Mr. and Mrs. America, you don't have to have big bucks to buy a share of Facebook, to own shares of the social media giant. There will be a frenzy, I'm sure, into probably trying to get some of it. Here's the key. Be careful how much of it you get, because who knows how high it will end up going and how fast it will come back down to earth. On the first day of trading, for example, for something that's hot for initial public offering, you could jump up 25% and then swing down in a different direction. So, what would you pay? $28 to maybe $35, probably. could be a little bit more, could be a little bit less. The guy who really makes out is the 28-year-old CEO of Facebook, because he's set to make, oh, amounts of money that I can't even count. He could bail us out of our debt. He could do it. Or come close. Just get a couple of his friends together, the Warren Buffetts of the world, and they could bail us out of the problems that we're having. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, now you got Mark Zuckerberg, not even 30, and just inhaling money, just spitting money. Now it's all happening for him with this Facebook thing. So we see these wild swings in the market, and a lot of this is over what we talked about in our previous show. What's going to happen to Greece? Are they going to, speaking of repaying debt, are they going to repay their debt? Will the Eurozone split? Why should you care? Because we're tied to it. We have money in the bank, so to speak. So, yes, we are tied to what's happening with the euro. This is why we see how our dollar fluctuates up and down, up and down. Oompa, oompa. So Greece and the euro, what happens next, we don't know. It's like we're on the seesaw, and it's just going up and down, and we're just in the middle and wondering in all those nooks and crannies out there, why should I care about what's happening with this thing called the euro? Who cares? You do care, because as I said, it affects the financial picture here somewhat because of the money in the bank and because of the help that we would ultimately be asked to provide as well. And what's going on in Greece is there is no party that's been able to form a new government. The two parties from the previous ruling coalition that supported austerity are stuck. At this point, they're stuck. And so nobody has emerged with enough seats, and nobody's willing to join the other side. So this is really a Greek tragedy playing out. It really, truly is. And I think of the banks, and I think of where you have money. Think of Bank of America, Merrill Lynch. Think of how we're all caught up in this. And ultimately what happens with the Europeans could help tank us even a little bit more. That's why we saw that the markets were down. We have limited exposure, though. Thank goodness. Limited exposure. Hang with us.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by Cintas. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. 248-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you never been told before. That you love me.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Oh, what makes you just fume? I went on my little rant at the top of the show over the TSA giving the full Monty to Dr. Kissinger when he went through the security point, checkpoint in LaGuardia Airport. And I'll tell you what, you kind of don't want to mess with those cats in New York. They will jump right down your throat. I'm serious. They're very by the book like everybody else, the little book that they get. But they will jump you big time. I've flown in and out of there many, many times, and I've seen people pulled aside just trying to make a little sarcastic joke. There's two places where I saw that happen. I saw that happen in New York a few times, and I saw that happen in Las Vegas. In fact, in Las Vegas, I think because they have so many jokers, and I don't know, maybe people got overserved when they were playing their last quarter at the casino down the street. So by the time they stumbled up the escalators, we're heading for a plane. Did you see all these video screens where they tell you that not to talk about bombs or not to talk about anything with planes and security, because there must be people dropping the one-liners that they think they're funny, and then they pull them out of line, and then they don't even ever get on a plane. They just disappear. It's Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah, I thought I saw Joey. He was right behind me. He spent his last couple of quarters in the machine at the down there at the MGM, and we stumbled into a cab, and that was it. Because he made the wrong crack, and nobody saw him. Nobody saw him after that. But if you want to rant, there's a great way to do it, and it's a great way to keep in touch with me during the day. It doesn't have to be during the show. It can happen whenever something strikes you, whenever the mood hits you. It is the Daily Rant. Once you go to the website, as I keep talking about, americatonight.net, you click on one of the icons. There's two there. that will take you to press 4. And doesn't matter what kind of phone you have. If you have an iPhone, an Android, whatever, you can be connected to press 4. And me, that's what you care about. You get connected to me. So I got a pretty interesting rant that some of you will listen to the other day. Check this one out.
Yeah, I got a rant for you. Don't you hate it when you have to get something to eat? You go to a drive-thru, and there's like 18 million people waiting to go through the drive-thru, and there's only like 10 people in line inside, and you got a son who doesn't want to get out of the car and go inside, and we're going to sit in the hot sun, sweating, and he's cooking, cooking like a noodle while he's waiting to go through the drive-thru? Ugh! Man, I didn't walk in the car either. And all you want to do is go to the gun range and shoot off a bunch of rounds. Then you get your wallet in your truck. Then you get your whole gun out and you get your wallet out of your truck. Then you go all the way to the places where you get done.
Wow, he wanted to pop off at the gun range. He was so frustrated. And you could hear that he was talking about something we can all relate to, the drive-through deal. And so why do we have drive-throughs? We have drive-throughs because we don't want to park the car. We don't want to get out, and we don't want to go and stand in line and order our food. Even if there are 18, 20, 25 people, like he said, there were so many people in the drive-through, and he was upset that his son wouldn't get out of the car and go and get the food. And there is something to that. In my neighborhood, there's a Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, the alternative to eating burgers, I guess, all the time. And if you go by this Chick-fil-A, it is a cash cow, pardon the pun. And I've never seen so many cars. It's like, what are they waiting in line for? What are they giving away there? And it's definitely, I would put his, what happened to him, to the test there, because you hardly see anyone when you drive by standing in the store waiting in line. They are all in line in the drive-thru. And you think, are you kidding? They have a giant parking lot. Pull in. Open the door, walk your little legs across the parking lot. It'll take you maybe 30 seconds, and you'll get your food before anybody else does. But people do not do that. So anyway, I thought that was a clever rant. So you may have a rant, and it's so fun because you just all you have to do is say the keyword when they ask you for the keyword America Tonight. Rant, daily rant, any variation of that. And you can let it fly just like he did. Now, at the top of the show, while we're at it and using some of our favorite technology, I mentioned that we've had 250 years now of the sandwich. We are celebrating the sandwich, which theoretically sandwiches can, it could be two slices of pita, rye, whatever. There are variations. There's the open face sandwich. I mean, a sandwich has really turned into a lot of different things. But way, 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 way back when was the sandwich invented? And my friends, you have to go back a very, very long way to find out details about the sandwich. There are a lot of different people that try to lay claim to inventing the sandwich. But there's a reason that it's called sandwich, which generally is what? A bread, a spread, a filling, whatever. I mean, even there's even pizza sandwiches now. I already told you my favorite sandwich was the hoagie deal, but because I'm busting it and getting in shape, I have not been having any hoagies with all the different kinds of meat that you put on that. So we're going back to the 18th century. There was, let's say, an English aristocrat who was getting credit for being the inventor, kind of the word sandwich and kind of the form that we think of the sandwich in now. So I'll tell you what, you could be the winner of our contest and win a copy of my book. I'm doing it all this week. Level the Playing Field, simply by being the first one in to get the answer. I'm giving you the answer. You don't even have to call in and guess. You just get press 4. When you get press 4, the keyword there is America Tonight Answer. The answer. And then you'll get the answer. And we'll see if you're the winner. How about that? You can't beat that with a stick, huh, when I give you the answer to the trivia question? No. It's terrific. It's like when I was taking the SATs and the guy behind me was trying to give me the answer. And No, I didn't do that. I would never cheat on the SATs. Are you kidding? They eyeballed us to death. Anyway, I just think it's kind of wild that the sandwich has been around for 250 years and the variations of the sandwich. I had a sandwich today. I had a sandwich that probably a lot of you would go, ugh. I had a vegetable sandwich, but it was at a cool place, which they're not advertising on the show, but it was at a cool a place called Abzits. And, you know, it had the tomato, cucumbers, that kind of thing. So, not my favorite sandwich. It was okay. It was pretty good. But my favorite sandwich is just, it's just too low. It's a calorie bomb. So I can't be touching that calorie bomb for now because we're working too hard on that. All right. Speaking of working hard, the defense for John Edwards is working hard. They're working hard at trying to decide whether or not he is a credible witness. What do you think? If you think about this, if you were the lawyer trying to defend John Edwards, and what does the lawyer there care about? Well, that he doesn't get convicted because he's going to get his money, have whatever his hourly fee is anyway. So they started their defense case, and some people think it would be just incredibly stupid and detrimental for Edwards to take the stand after everything that's happened, the portrait that's been painted of his wife who had cancer and was on the campaign trail and was distraught after she learned that he was having an affair and all that other kind of stuff. So, you know, would it hurt him or would it help him to take the stand? The one thing I would say is Edwards is a crafty lawyer himself. If he knows how to throw himself on the mercy of the jury to paint the picture of, listen, I screwed up, but I certainly did not take money to keep my mistress quiet and keep her, she was a pain, and keep her in the accommodations that she wanted along the campaign trail and all that kind of stuff. If he could convince, because he'd be asked, cross-examined, if he could convince the jury of it, that's all you care about, then he should take the stand. If people look at him and they think, oh, what a smug, arrogant, another wealthy politician. I mean, this is not a good time for politicians, especially ones who were all the way at the top, who at one point he's a senator, then he's running for president. Well, then he's on the undercard with John Kerry as the VP for the Democrats. Then he's running for president. I would say that I would take my chances if I were the defense team in not putting him on the stand. I don't see how it helps him, especially because you don't have Elizabeth Edwards, who died from cancer and who was heavily mentioned in this whole thing. And I don't see how he plays off the money that he was given from the PACs and where it went, well, really from the two big heavy donors. I don't see how he somehow convinces with his boyish looks that he, oh, shucks, he was duped and he didn't know any money was going in that direction. In fact, if it had, that he certainly wouldn't have allowed that. I would say, no, he shouldn't take the stand. I don't know why, but we've been fascinated with this little drama that's playing out in North Carolina. I said this before, you can't help but rubberneck when it comes to John Edwards. And I'm sorry, I really want to see this guy take the sword. Really. Of all the people that we've talked about, and to just desecrate the run for the highest office in the land the way he did, and to be so smug about all of it, he needs to do a little time for my money. He needs to do some time. Stay with us.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com.
Survival3Survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Turn for this hour of America tonight, kind of mixing up a few things. Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, definitely a Tea Party favorite, libertarian favorite, youth movement behind Ron Paul, effectively said adios to his campaign on Monday, but urged his supporters to work at the state party level to try to cause some chaos for Mitt Romney, who's the presumptive Republican nominee. In fact, he sent an email to his supporters, and he urged them to remain involved in politics and push his causes, even though it's the end of his aspirations, saying that, you know, it costs too much money to do these primaries. Moving forward, we can't do that. But to have any hope of success, because it would take tens of millions of dollars that we don't have, he said he encourages all supporters of liberty to make sure you get to the polls, make your voices heard, particularly in local, state, and congressional elections where so many, as he called them, defenders of freedom are fighting and need your support. And he's right about that, where you can really make a difference. Because remember, in the presidential campaign, you have electoral votes. But local, state, congressional elections, so important. It's about we the people. So know how the people are going to represent you, or at least what they're saying they're going to do. And Ron Paul really is the champion of liberty, because some people think he's a nutball. Some people think he's amazing. Some people don't really know much about Ron Paul. And I'm one of those people that I find him fascinating, and I say, how can you not look at some of the things that he said over and over again and go right on when he talks about the Federal Reserve and the fact that, really, come on, we need to abolish the Federal Reserve. You look at Ben Bernanke, I have no use for what we're doing with the printing monopoly money all over the place. Makes absolutely no sense. He's heavy on state rights and smaller government. And a lot of what Ron Paul says resonates with so many different generations. So this convention in Tampa will be really, really interesting. Romney gets the nomination, but he could make it interesting and have a bit of a voice in Tampa, because he really breaks with most of the Republican Party when he especially goes against American intervention overseas and some of what the government does to fight terrorism at home. TSA, I mentioned that now at the top with Henry Kissinger and the shakedown that he got, appalling to somebody like Ron Paul. And he saw his son go through the same thing, saying that it's ridiculous the rights that are trampled on by the TSA. And we hear about the stories over and over again. So he's not running for another term as to represent his district in Texas. I think it would be a layup if he was. He's done. He's not going to get the Republican nomination for president, but he could have a voice in some of the change that he'd like to see. So he's spearheading change, and perhaps that will resonate. Perhaps that will resonate with a few people. So bravo to Ron Paul. When you look at the amount of delegates, he needs to catch up. Romney gets the nomination. He gets the 1,144 he needs to become the guy. And Santorum left with 264. Newt Gingrich had 130. Ron Paul had 104 delegates, but there is a chance that he'll collect some along the way, and some of it from some of these other state delegations. So I think he's going to be that guy that has an impact. I think he's going to have an impact. All right, I told you about the impact the sandwich has had on all of our lives. How many times has somebody said, let's go grab a Sammy, let's head out and meet up and hook up at the deli across the street, whatever. How many sandwiches do you think you've eaten in your lifetime? I can't even count how many sandwiches, especially when you're a kid, because what do you traditionally pack in lunches for kids? It's a sandwich, whether it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a bologna and cheese sandwich, an egg salad sandwich, a chicken salad sandwich, a turkey sandwich, whatever it happens to be. How many kids, thousands and thousands and thousands, millions, are carrying lunches to school, and what do they have inside? Sandwiches. So if you get press 4, go to the website americatonight.net. Doesn't matter what kind of phone you have. If you get press 4, I will give you, believe it or not, the answer to the question. And then, hey, you can call me or send it to americatonight.net, and you could be our winner. How easy is that? I'm just handing you the answer to the trivia question. Who was the guy who invented the sandwich? Who is the guy who invented the sandwich? If you go to press 4, if you got press 4, and you say America Tonight keyword, the answer, I will give you the answer. Then you can bounce it back to me. How cool is that? When I was in college, we had a couple of professors that did that, because they would make you fill in the blanks backwards. So in other words, they would give you the answer, but then you had to tell them how you arrived at that answer. And I'll tell you what, economics, pretty tough when you were doing that. Philosophy, pretty tough when you were doing that, because you had to line up the problems. Okay, J.P. Morgan, they are the culprit. I said that I would beat them up at least for a few minutes, since we talked about them briefly out of Washington with Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News. That was definitely the buzz in the backyard. J.P. Morgan's $2 billion loss in, once again, high-risk trading shows that Wall Street are a bunch of idiots. They need some rules, and because of that, you know, we're taking the loss. Ultimately, you have your money invested in J.P. Morgan. How are you feeling about that? Oops, it was a risky thing that we did, so that's what happened. It's one thing if it's a little bit of a loss, and they can withstand this. But imagine if it was a smaller bank that tried that. Because remember, the market anyway, and any derivatives, anything having to do with it, is like standing, I say this all the time, standing at a craps table, and you're throwing the die. You're throwing the dice. Two of them, not just one. You're throwing them. So they threw the dice. They threw the dice, and look what happened. They tanked. That is a huge loss for J.P. Morgan, especially when you look at the history of the banks too big to fail. Oh, there was a run on the bank. Everybody decided, you know what, I'm just going to stick my money in the mattress, forget it, the little pukey interest I'm getting. It's probably safer to do it that way anyway. So they're not playing by the rules. I'm not playing by the rules. I don't want to have my money invested in anything. So they can ill afford, Wall Street can ill afford some of the horrible images. If we were to rank image-wise, who are the most hated people in America as a group, just umbrella the group, I'd have to say Congress would be number one. I'd say Wall Street is number two. And three is a mixed bag. Might even say unions, union bosses. Might even say they're number three. Your one, two, three might differ from mine, but I bet most of us would list politicians as number one. Because you want to talk about having more than an image problem. Oh, definitely. And Wall Street, the same thing. How could they not be in somebody's top three anyway? So J.P. Morgan Chase shareholders are dealing with this crisis, and will they get rid of the guy at the helm? Will they get rid of Jamie Dimon? Because he was, you know, he's where the buck stops, and the bucks just kept on going. They didn't stop at all. They went on and on and on and on and on. And, they were hoping for those big gains, and instead they rocked the house and got themselves in serious trouble by tanking to the tune of $2 billion. That is an incredible loss. Incredible, incredible loss. Any thoughts on the show? Remember, you can send them to me at americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time? What, are you kidding me?
You will respect my authority!
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic! This is great!